Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. God bless you all that are listening, wherever you might be, whether the time or place or the season in your life, God got a plan for you. It's very important, amen, that when we come together, the Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And here at Doctrine of Truth, our desire is to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All the listeners that's called in, you have some Bible experiences and biblical learning, you can share with us that we all can grow thereby. Doesn't matter what your problem is or situation is. Amen. There's no wrong answer here. Amen. The doctrine of truth. Because we're looking to live. We're always looking for information where we can get understanding. And the Bible says in Proverbs, when you get understanding, understanding brings strength. Amen. Okay, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now to break every curse, every disease, every problem, every spirit of habits, oh God, is not righteous in your sight. Lord, we know you're able, oh God, because you spoke one day, so let there be light, and there was light. And that wasn't too hard for you. And God, you say, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. And God, that wasn't too hard for you. And oh God, you made a way for your people. You planned and you looked down on us and have mercy on us. But God, because you are love, and you sent your son Jesus. And through Jesus, amen, he set up the church. Oh God, an ark of safety that we can all run into. That whosoever will, he said, let him come, let him come, let him come. And Lord, as we come in tonight, today, tomorrow, whenever this program is being listened to, Lord, we ask you to let your anointing break every yoke, every spiritual bind, oh God, in heaven and in earth. Because we're all in agreement, oh God, tonight concerning and today and at this moment, concerning, oh God, your son Jesus, that we can grow thereby. And this we all say, amen. In this discussion, amen, in this program, we're discussing the past, the present, and the future living. The past, the present, and future living. Amen. And it's so important, amen, that we work together to get understanding. We all came out of the world, and the world itself, amen, has a system that is not beneficial to the kingdom of God. There's no benefits, amen, in it. The system is designed, the system has been designed, amen, by the fallen angel, Lucifer, the son of the morning. And that system is designed to destroy all mankind, all of God's creation. Amen. In the beginning of time, Lucifer, amen, his desire was to set up his own kingdom. And God saw, amen, his error. And there's always a challenge and a debate and a discussion about when did sin enter. Amen. And Lucifer, the fallen angel. At the same time, amen, he was evicted from heaven. A third part of the host did follow him. You know, misery always loved company. And he cannot be saved. He cannot redeem himself, amen, because of the error. And God does not, amen, redeem angels, but he redeemed us. And when he came to this earth, amen, he brought war on the human race. Amen. So here we have to change our mindset, because we was born into a system. We're born into destruction and misery and sorrow. And God saved us. Amen. He saved us and he redeemed us. And he gave us another mind. Amen. He gave us another spirit. He gave us another, amen, desire after him. But we still have the old system in our intellect. We still have the old memories. we still have the old desires. And Paul found out in Romans 7 chapter, Paul found out, he said that he found there's another law, amen, in his memories, in his members. When he desired to do good, evil was always present. Amen. In 1 John, the 3rd chapter said, amen, if you confess your sin, you are faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. So the Apostle John and the Apostle Paul found out that man, human beings, and even God's people can sin from time to time. Amen. We can sin from time to time. But thank God for repentance. Thank God for confession. Amen. That we don't have to carry the weight anymore because God has redeemed us from sin. So what? In order for us to get victorious walking and victorious life here on earth, because Jesus came to give us life and give us more abundantly, we ourselves have to think like God, think like Jesus, and watch the situation that goes on. We will begin with the book of Ezekiel. We're going to read a portion. Then those of you like to say anything concerning your past and what's happening now, your future, and what you're looking for, amen, in the future, the present, past, future, and present, amen, how you're living. But we want to set a background here in the book of Ezekiel as well as 18th chapter, and we also had set the background in Genesis concerning Satan's fall and entering in the garden. Amen. That's when all our trouble started. Everybody's trouble started, amen, of the fallen angel. But listen, this is one thing in our mindset we have to work with. Amen. We have, Paul said, we have to renew our mind. Renew our mind. Notice in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, amen, and the major prophet of God began to speak. Amen. We'll pick it up at the 18th chapter and 3rd verse. As the Lord said, as I live, said the Lord God, ye have an occasion anymore to use the proverbs in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the souls of the Father, so are the souls of the Son is mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon the mountain, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, has not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near a minister's woman, and has not oppressed any, but has restored to the debtors his pledge, has spoiled none by violence, and has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment. He that has not given and not given forth unto usury, neither has taken any increase, that has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, has executed truth between man and man, has walked in my statutes and kept my judgment to deal truthfully. He is just. He surely shall live, says the Lord God. If he forget a son that is a robber, a shedder for blood, and that does the like of any of these things, and that has not any of those duties, but even has eaten upon the mountain, has defiled his neighbor's wife, have oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, have not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to idols, has committed abomination, has given forth unto usury, and has taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Amen. Now we stop there, and we're going on to the whole lesson, probably in and out tonight or today. Whenever you listen to Ezekiel 18 chapter, talking about the past of the parents' livelihood, how they live, and how the family live. But God said, through one of his major prophets, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So you can't you should not be carrying past sins and curses once you come in the body of Christ, become a part of the family. All those things are broken. Amen. So living in the past should not be, amen, a part of your schedule, part of your thinking. But we, as children of God, we are spiritual now, and we have to adjust ourselves as a mindset to overcome certain things. Okay, now we're going to open up the phone lines. I know many times we get really involved and we kind of lose time set, and many be calling in. And we thank God that you be calling in from all over, and we appreciate your call. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines now. You can call 1-855-236-2252 is a toll-free number. Or you can call 1-347-215-8816. And what we do, you can push 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in, and we'd be glad to have you. We would call your area code and your last 4 digits of your number. Amen. You don't have to give your name. Amen. But we thank God for your call. Amen. I think we have a call, area code 850. The last 4 digits is 8616. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you today?
Okay. Good to have you. And we're glad to have you from call another part of Florida. What would you like to say on the subject we have? Past,
you
future.
Know, okay, I want to start off by saying it is a blessing to be a part of this. Just today, earlier, I was thinking, and I went to jotting some things down and just thinking about life in general. And with this subject tonight, past, present, and future, boy, do I have a story. I tell a lot of people that, you know, unless you have a test, you don't have a testimony. So sometimes we're tested, and it has a great testimony behind it. So I first want to get started by speaking a little bit about my past as far as growing up. I always was brought up in a Christian faith-based family, per se. My mom was a missionary, my dad chairman of the deacon board, so they kept us in church. That was a good thing. And at a very young age, I was very successful. I always had a job during high school or what have you. And, you know, my parents passed away when I was at a very young age. And then that's when I started turning to drugs. And because of the hurt and losing my parents, I turned to drugs. And then when I started using drugs, I tried to support my habit by stealing. I was a retail booster, and I lost my children in the process. And then my life, Bishop, became to do this downward spiral, you know, and it was spinning out of control. Mm-hmm. And then after family members, my sisters and things found out, then I began to go to rehab after rehab, and I was always working part-time, you know, during the addiction, you know, to try to support my habit. And then I lost custody of my children. Then I was terminated from a job. So it was a period of time where I know about 3 times I lost everything I had. And moving on, it's amazing to the things that I think about in my past that have happened in and out of jail. I went to prison twice. All of this stuff now, I wasn't raised that way, but that is the thing that happened. That happened to me in life. And, you know, I often tell people that God doesn't leave us. We tend to walk away even though we was brought up in the church and everything. And so my mom, always, I could hear my mom always telling me, honey, you have got to always pray. So in the midst of all of that, and when I would try to get clean and fix myself up, I failed. And as I thought about it, that was the reason why I continued to fail, because I tried to do it, you know. So I had to remove me out of the way and pray and ask God, I can't do this. This is too much for me. I need you. So once I placed God first in the head of my life and prayed and asked him to change some things, that's what he did. And, you know, he saved me. I got delivered from crack cocaine that I had used for some 18 years. and he restored my children back into my lives, and you know, how God, yes, and how he gave me everything I had. You know, he put me in a positive environment. I kind of hung around the elders of the church, and he put me in a position where that I could learn and grow, you know, and I thank God for my church family and how he restored everything that the enemy took away from me, everything I lost, that losing everything I had more than two times, maybe like three times in my life, and having to start over. And then, you know, he blessed me with a wonderful man of God. So for that, I am so grateful. So I know that it can be done. God could pick you up and he will use you. So today, you know, he restored me, you know, and I have a management position on my job, you know, and I bless God for that. I lost it at one point, you know, and due to my addiction, but God restored that back to me. Had an inspection on yesterday and had been kind of nervous all week working a lot, but I praise and thank God that I was able to pass my inspection on yesterday. So I thank God for that, you know, and the more I do for people, and I find having this job that I have is very, it can be very stressful at times, and being in a management position, you know, is kind of hectic at times. But, you know, I could think back to 2 years ago when I just dedicated myself to my church when God first delivered me. You know, I knew I was delivered that night. I knew I was set free. And I tell you, early that morning, that next morning, I just continued to weep. And I cried and I cried, you know, and that was just the Spirit of God just still on me, just tears of joy. And I told my husband, you know, after some time, I dedicated myself to the church for about a year, just being my pastor's wife's aide, the first lady's aide, and doing whatever I needed to do. I said, God, you have to keep me. You have to use me. You have to have me to do something. And so I dedicated my life to the church. And after about a year of that, I prayed because my husband was in and out of the hospital. His health wasn't great, you know, and I knew that the household things had to go on. So I thought it was time for me to work, to go out and find employment during that time before I got this job. And you know, I prayed about it, and I came inside, and I talked with my husband. I said, well, honey, I said, you know, let's just pray. I have a strong urge to pray. And we prayed, and then after the prayer, I looked at him, and I said, I think I'm ready to work now. He said, I think you are. I think you're ready. And the day I went to fill out that application, the next day they called me. And then from there, I worked about a week doing just cleaning rooms, and then the next week, I was offered the management position. And it's been a challenge. It's stressful. But, you know, I thank God for that. I really do.
Amen. God bless you. You say you were dealing with retail. How does that happen when people buy stuff and resell it? Is that?
Yeah. What I would do, that was to support my habit. It wasn't nothing for me to go. I get all dressed and get all pretty, and like I have a pocket full of money and didn't have a dime. And I would go and select the things that I wanted, you know, whatever I thought that would sell on the street, I would steal it.
Okay.
Big, bad, and bold.
Okay. We thank God for it that, you know, you can relate to that in a laughing way. You know, laugh is good for the soul. Amen. Mm-hmm. That God have delivered you from that spirit.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And he planted you, amen, in a positive position. And we thank God for you sharing this, amen, to many more that are listening tonight, amen, today, and whenever they're going to replay this broadcast, amen, that you are going to continue to use you, amen,
thank
in the
you.
Future. God
amen.
Bless you and your husband. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, those of you in Block Talk, we know we thank God for the callers, and we're quite sure we have someone else. I'd like to push one on the phone, amen, and to continue to listen, amen, on the great testimony of the past. And we did with Ezekiel 18 here for a while. Amen. The Lord said, the soul, all souls are mine, and the soul that sinned, it shall die. So it doesn't matter, amen, who, what, when, amen. If you have offsprings, cousin, a relative, God's not going to judge the father and indoctrinate the whole family and charge the whole family by one person. No, each person going to be charged by his duties and his actions, amen. And that's a wonderful thing. Jesus is a personal savior. And we thank God for that. Amen. Amen. So Ezekiel 18 is a wonderful chapter. Amen. When people, the devil will try to come back and fight you because of what you don't know. Amen. But you can always turn to Ezekiel 18. Amen. God says, amen, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. We're talking about the past a little bit, but we're going to go in the future. Amen. And here we want to cover a little bit more of the Ezekiel 18 chapter. If we have another caller, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we thank God for your call. Amen. But notice here, I'd like to bring out another point. Amen. On the Ezekiel 18 chapter. Amen. Let's pick it up at the 23rd verse. Amen. And the Lord here, he was talking about transgression. He's talking about situations. And the 23rd verse, he says, have I pleasure at all that the wicked should die, said the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? You know, God doesn't have any pleasure. He doesn't have any pleasure of those that are out there running the streets or doing what they're doing. Amen. He created. Amen. God creates. Amen. When they, Lucifer left, was evicted out of heaven, a third part of the host. Amen. I believe God created another third to replenish the heavens. There's no shortage of angels up there in heaven. Amen. So God's the creator. Amen. But he does not have, amen, pleasure in seeing men and women die in their sin. Amen. Because his word, he stand by his word. Amen. Notice here, then we go to the 24th verse. But when the righteous turn away from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and does according to all the abomination that the wicked man does, shall he live? All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned it, in them shall he die. Amen. And ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal, or not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turn away from all his righteousness and commit iniquity, and die in them and his iniquity that he has done, he shall die. Again, when the wicked man turn away from all his wickedness that he has committed, and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Amen. So you can't, that's why it's not good that we're going around judging people. Amen. Long as the earth is still plenishing and God is still on the throne, amen. This is to be a song that we sing, and he lives. Because he lives, I can see tomorrow. Amen. So long as, amen, if the world is existing, we that show love. We can't point our finger at anyone and say, oh, that devil, he going to die. Oh, he this, that, and the other. We all use that type of language, amen, abusing people, not knowing the scripture. The enemy was enticing many of us when we got saved. We couldn't stand the world activities anymore, amen, but we should love them as God loved us, amen. So if someone out there, and we know we deal with false doctrine so much in these latter days, and there's always a grace, grace, grace. Well, you have to go by the word of God. Amen. The Old Testament is our schoolmaster. God loved us, but that's why Jesus came, to pay the penalty for our sins. Amen. So you can't say, well, I'm not going to be enticed. Listen, if we go back to the Garden of Eden, let's go back to the garden here for a moment. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, God gave them dominion over everything in the garden, to rule, take care. But there's one thing God told them not to do. Don't bother with the tree. Don't bother with the tree of good and evil. Amen. Here are only two human beings recorded. Amen. In the Bible, they didn't have no racial problems, and economy problems or bank problems or job problems, whatever, sickness, disease, amen, you name it, it wasn't there. It wasn't there. Peace and humility and love and kindness, everything, it wasn't there. So here we find the enemy used, he enticed, he tempted Adam and Eve and told them, say, this tree right here, amen, God is hiding something from you, amen. If you get this tree, that'll be your tree. And that tree right there will show you what God is hiding. Amen. So the enemy, he will try all type of ways and means to entice you to own, to cherish, to covet, amen, things of your own and say, that's mine. Which in terms, that tree called the whole, all of us now, amen, looking for under the second Adam, the tree of life has brought us back to God. Amen. One tree tried to be possessed in our possessions, say that's mine, but the second tree, amen, God, Jesus, the tree of life, say, listen, it's all yours but through Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus brought us back. So when we begin to listen to false doctrines about, you know, you got to have, you got to do this, you got to do this, and you find yourself and the enemy pull you off and you start possessing things yourself and you forget about where you came from, you're going to fall today in time. This is the present time. Amen. Now we're talking about the present. The past is where God brought you from, but now, now is the present time. The present time, amen, is where you're living now. Stewardship now, amen. Being what? Obedient and walking upright. Righteous. Righteous living. Always acceptable in God's eyesight. Righteous living. Amen. Amen. When things get to moving real quickly, you have to push one. Amen, on your phone, and I'm quite sure we don't want to run out of time. Amen. Let's push one on your phone, 1-855-236-2252. Those of you that are in Christ now, amen, want to share, amen, with some of our other brothers and sisters, maybe those that are just starting out in Christ, and they're having problems trying to balance their life. And because of tradition, amen, tradition and problems occur, they feel like it's a struggle. And this is why we're talking about the past. Now we want to talk about the future. If someone else want to give a testimony, amen, thank God. But we want to talk about the future. Where are you now? What are you doing now, amen, to balance your life in Christ? Balancing your life in Christ at this present moment when God has brought you out, amen. What are some of the hidden secrets and revelation that you have come to your mind that you're living, is workable. And this is why I try to keep the platform at Blog Talk, amen, the doctrine of truth, to have it simple as possible, whereby we can all understand. All right, we have another caller. Area code 305, last four digits, 4271. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. Good to have you.
It's a pleasure. We listening to you. And,
yes, sir.
I don't know, it might be just me, but you seem to be making a whole lot of sense to me today. looking at especially a past. I see that without Jesus, there's no forgiveness of sin. You can't get out of what you're in if you without Him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as simple as I can get, because it seems today the name of Jesus is being eradicated. You know, They got mm-hmm. they got mm-hmm. a substitution, or they just don't want to call him Jesus. Now,
right.
now I'm not against the other cultures and other languages, what they call them, you know, because God recognized that. But I'm
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, for me, his name is Jesus. And
mm-hmm.
that's how
mm-hmm.
I got delivered. That's whom
mm-hmm.
I put my trust in. So what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying is, if man in simplest form can get rid of that name, you see, he's left powerless. Because at the name of Jesus, it says demons tremble and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And not only
mm-hmm.
that, Christ in you, he's the hope of glory. And the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts of sins, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they don't substitute theory. We got to what? You don't substitute and make up something that sounds good when you need healing, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You need healing in your body. You don't go to the Lord asking him for a steak dinner. You see,
right.
You pull your heart out and tell him what it is, because he've mm-hmm. already told you. I know. You see, I know
mm-hmm.
before you even ask. So that's the past I'm speaking to. The men that at Adam's time, if I got that right, that
mm-hmm.
in the judgment, all that's coming up, and you see a
yes,
place there where Jesus led captivity captive, you see,
yes, sir.
And he gave gifts unto men, but that still didn't complete all of the judgment. You see, for
right.
that time. So I think
mm-hmm.
it's according to Paul, it was revealed to him that every man will stand before the judgment and give an
yes,
account
sir.
Of his deeds. But then he looked at something there. He said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? You see?
Right.
So without Jesus, the world, you can't just toss him aside. Because there in him is where God is glorified. Amen.
Yes,
in him
mm-hmm.
is where God, you only see where in the scripture where God said, I'm pleased with him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he pleased.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying, Bishop? So
yes,
so
sir.
This is why we love him so much. Amen.
Yeah.
Because he is our faith. Amen. Sometimes your belief get kind of weak, right? But he makes you strong. He comes to you and say he becomes your Excedrin. He comes and says, what's wrong with you? Don't you know that I'm able to deliver you, keep you? He said he
Amen.
Told me I won't leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a crucial time. So the past has to be wiped out. And that's what
yes.
I'm saying, in all men, you know, has to be wiped out. And you can only get it wiped out through Jesus. Yeah, it can't
yes.
burn offerings and nothing like that. That don't suffice anymore. It's a new
mm-hmm.
sheriff in town. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And speaking about you were saying about the future. Well, to the body of Christ, your future is now. You
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
Because your life has to be hidden in Christ. You,
right.
you listen. I see, Bishop. I see for myself that he's the answer to a man when he can't breathe. Glory to God.
Yes.
When you can't even inhale, man, Jesus is the answer. When
oh, yes.
pain
yes,
is racking your body, and you can't seem to the painkiller can't do it. Jesus
mm-hmm.
can fix it. So I just want to speak about past. You got to become through him when so many today, the enemy is designing a plan to just kick him out of church, kick him out of the
yes.
preaching, kick him out of the government. All these folks campaigning, I ain't saying nothing about Jesus. I'm saying, now, what is wrong with these folks? They must be high on something. But that just me. But we
okay.
love him, amen, because he set us free. I'll stop right there, Bishop.
All right. God bless you, Doctor. We're always good to have you, and God in the work of revelations and We thank God. Amen. And many things have come up. Amen. And once you, and my mind fell back on it, Holy Spirit reminded me that once any young person get in Christ and the young babes get in Christ, begin to move and they begin trying to learn the word, and the enemy start fighting them that, oh, you ain't saved. You need to be saved. You need to this, that, and the other. So once you handle that problem by continue to work and work and work, amen, going to church and being around positive-minded people like our first caller, being around positive people, and amen, that mind began to begin to absorb, amen, positive things. The Holy Spirit, the Word, according to Hebrews 4:12, Word of God began to cut down between the marrow and the bone, and amen, the joints, and discerning those spirits and things, amen, got to come out through the Word of God, reading the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God, amen, and start cleansing up that. If you're still battling the battle, you're always going to have a spiritual battle. I would have to clear that up real quick. Paul said in Romans 7, he find that, amen, there's a warfare going on in his body, in his members, amen. So the idea, amen, is that, amen. All right, we have another caller, amen. Area code 9954, last four digit 4427. Amen.
Hey, thanks. It's nice to be on the call again tonight.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Always a great topic. And looking at this topic, I thought about, you know, we are all born into the world ignorant. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's up to our parents to teach us and bring us up. And it shouldn't be bringing us up according to the Word of God. But, you know, when we look at our past, we have to, as adults now, we have to look at our past and not live in the past, but live
all right
on the past and take what mm-hmm. when you give yourself to Christ, one of the things that comes to you when you give yourself to Him is you look back and realize that all the things you've been through, you were not that good, or luck didn't have anything to do with it. And what you begin
Amen.
To realize now that you're in Christ, your spirit let you know that it was the grace of God that carried you when you did not know Him. So you look back at your past and realize the grace that God had over your life when you didn't even know Him. And it makes you shiver. But what it does is it makes you take the present and now begin to be accountable for your own salvation by taking matters in your hand. You start now to draw closer to God and to draw closer to Him by getting into His Word. And you will find the more you get into His Word now, and based on what your experiences were in your past, you see that God will take the good, the bad, and the bitter parts of your life to shape you and mold you to enter into the future that you're striving for. But the big difference is now, once you give your life to Christ, you will never get to your future on your own because you didn't make it through the past on your own. So now you come aware. Now you take and you study the Word of God so that now you can kind of harmonize with the Holy Spirit to walk into your future.
All right. All right. Very good. As always, amen. The gentlemen always give us wonderful revelation, amen, that we can build on and the foundation, amen. We are all aware, amen. We want to take a turn now in this program. We're all aware we came out of sin, and we should come to the agreement, if not this program, but you should always come to the agreement that we are still battling. We're still battling in our memory, amen, and be thankful that it was God. It was God. I mean, I had come to, I had gotten this revelation. When God did miracles, amen, he used things that was present because of, and he created things because it was nothing available at that time. But if you notice a lot of miracles that Jesus did, amen, the water turned water to wine, there was water there. It was water there. It was things that was there he used because God did with his creation. But when there was nothing there, amen, there's nothing there at that moment, at that time, God would create, amen. And that can be, that's my definition. Somebody can improve on that, because I'm quite sure, amen. But I thought about the loaves and the fish, and God told them, and Jesus said, listen, all these people have been with us, 5,000 people, they're about to faint. The apostles said, let's go. Jesus said, well, let's feed them. Go buy something. Go to the bank, amen, you know, and our treasure, and let's buy something. But they was way out in the wilderness. And they said, well, look what we got among us. We got but two loaves and five fishes. We don't have that much. And God said, He said, I know y'all to sit down. So in the beginning of time, in all of our life now, we have to get the mindset, amen, the mindset now, since we're in Christ, we are spiritual. We are spiritual beings, and the system that we came out of, traditional systems, amen, family and habit systems, now we got to get the mindset now for today and the future. Let the Holy Spirit use us, and we have to look at things by faith through the Holy Spirit, amen, because he doesn't see things, amen. He doesn't have to worry about the economy. He doesn't have to worry about jobs. The Holy Spirit knows where everything is. He knows where everything is. He can give you a vision and a dream, amen. He can comfort you with a word, amen. So the saints of God, the men and women of God, we have to, like Paul had said, this thing now is a mindset. It's a mindset. Amen. Amen. You can dial 1 on your phone. Amen. Do you think it's more in the, about your mind now since you're coming in Christ? Amen. Those, the saints and the babes and those of you, amen, out there, been studying the Word of God, and you think you have a more insight that can help us out, because here at Doctrine of Truth, we always work with the grassroots levels, and we try to make it simple. Amen. We try to make it simple as possible, amen, that we can all grow thereby. Amen. You dial 1-855 toll-free 236-2252. Amen. We're talking about the past, the present, and the future. Now, there are many, Jesus said, in the last days, and I was hearing a report the other day that somebody had predicted, amen, about the world was supposed to come to the end last month, and it's supposed to come to the end yesterday. Amen. The world has not come to the end. And there's all these predictions. Amen. There's so much a word out there that's deceptive. And Jesus said, be not deceived. Amen. Living in this world today without the Holy Ghost, amen, you put yourself on the cutting edge of where the devil wants you to be. Satan wants you to think double-mindedness. He wants you to say something and take it back. He don't want you to be positive in your thinking. Amen. Make a decision and stay with it. Amen. Make a decision to stay with it. Holy Spirit, check you. Amen. Be man. Be adult enough. Say, oh, I made a mistake. I need to correct this. Because God is for you. He is for you. Amen. The latter part of Ezekiel 18, and then we're going to move on because we want to go into the mindset. And many of you know, when you're out of town and you're working and you're in a position, and what really keep you enthused and excited, got your mind on finishing the chore, finishing the problem or the situation, and say, okay, when I get home, I'm going to rest. Amen. We're going back home now. Amen. I had enough vacation. I'm going to go on a rest. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. Amen. God created, amen, us. He did a good job. He did a good job with the human body and the brain. Amen. It was finished. Everything he did was good, very good. Amen. But it got contaminated. And this thing is dealing with the spiritual warfare because of the information. The information world is battling now. Amen. And the enemy always been after the identity of the saints. Amen. Paul said he saw him fall from heaven. Amen. Like an angel of light. Amen. So it's always been about identity now. Amen. The word of God, in the last part of Ezekiel, amen. Notice in the 18th chapter, and we're closing that, and we wanted to share some things, but amen. But we don't want to go too far. If someone else have a call, please just press 1 on your phone, and our technician will type you in. Amen. Wonderful testimonies and insights, as always. Ezekiel 18:31 says, cast away from you all your transgression, whereby you have trespassed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, said the Lord God. Therefore, turn yourself and live. Amen. If you witness to some people and they say, oh, you know, the church is this and church and that, God has no pleasure. Amen. That a man should die and be like a dead dog laying beside the street. That's an investment that he lost. It's an investment he lost. Amen. God has instilled in all of us, when you come to Christ, the Holy Spirit, he gives us visions and dreams, and a lot of the wealth, a lot of the blessings is in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And I caught that revelation the Lord gave me a couple of weeks ago. He said, Jesus is money. You know, in him is everything. He that is in you, Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus was mentioned. Amen. You can call Jesus if you don't know nothing else. Amen. In Jesus, the Holy Spirit, amen, he will come, he will comfort you, he will give you a vision and a dream. We all need, amen, a plan for now and something to take you on to 2 months from now. You need to plan. You need to look at something, ask God to give you a vision, amen, that to take you on through the month. Yes, to your church, amen. You should be in a church, a tabernacle, amen, with a man of God, a woman of God over you, praying for you, a spiritual leader. But at the same time, you need a plan for your family. Not as a world system give you, but you need a plan for your family. Amen. Sitting down, counting up the cost. Amen. Listening to God. What's your plan? Amen. We need to plan. Amen. And not only that, but the Holy Spirit, he give you vision, dreams, and prophecy. Amen. And prophesy. Prophesy. You can encourage yourself, speak over yourself. Amen. The Holy Ghost know. Amen. We need to talk out of our mouth. Amen. How we got saved? By Romans 10 and 9, we confess out of our mouth. We repented out of our mouth. Amen. So when you begin to talk words, like James said, out of your mouth come blessing and cursing. When you begin to bless even yourself, speak over yourself. Amen. Ephesians talk about singing. Paul said, amen, keep a song, a spiritual song over yourself. Amen. All these anxieties about what you don't have, what the world look at you at, and what you should be, amen, they will leave you. Because the world system is going to pass away. You can see it now. The Antichrist is rocking and reeling. Amen. The world system is passing. And there's no profit in it. The devil take back. He destroy. He use the same old bait. Amen. Always see the same old hamburger with different bread. Amen. A different sign, but it's the same old temptation. Amen. All right, we really kind of getting close here. Amen. If you can dial 1 or push 1 on your phone, our technician will put you in. Anyone have any closing thoughts, or if you got a vision or a dream you'd like to share, amen, God has given you that the church need to be mindful of as the body of Christ. We all body of Christ, those of you in different states, amen, and amen, different Carolinas, and amen, all of you in upper parts, you can push 1 on your phone, amen, if you have closing thoughts. Maybe you want to ask a question, if not too personal, you wanted to share, amen, but many of you heard about these last days prophecy, the world has supposed to come to the end. Amen. But nobody know when the world is supposed to come to the end. Not according to Christian, not according to the saints of God. Amen. Jesus and the angels don't even know. So all these different things that start popping up, amen, on the television, on the internet, and news, amen. God's people, just be aware. Be not deceived. Just be aware. Amen. And all it comes to what? Saying that God trying to hide something from you. It started back in the garden. No. Everything you have now, from this day on, amen, Paul was speaking about, we can use, saints of God, everything is in the world. It's for us to use. Use it, but don't possess it. You can't have two masters. You got to have one. And God bought us with the blood. He bought us with Christ. All right, I think we have a caller. Amen. A technician. Okay. All right. Area code 910. Last 4 digits 6600. I think our publisher. Yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop. Enjoyed the show tonight. Very, very powerful testimony we heard at the beginning of the call. I think it was a very, very good, powerful testimony, yes. and good story. And some of the other callers that called in, I think it was very good to hear them share on different things. One thing I kind of wanted to encourage the listeners, especially those that are just coming into the body of Christ and those that are just now starting to get, turn their life around a little bit, just to be very understanding of the devices of the enemy. The enemy, I think about the scripture where the Bible talks about we should not be ignorant of his devices, and mm-hmm. the enemy mm-hmm. will always bring that condemnation and always try to remind you mm-hmm. of your past and remind you of the things that you used to do, and the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit would never do that. And those are one of the things we always have to be conscious of, because the enemy will constantly try to bring up, or remember when you used to do this, or remember when you used to be back here doing that, and you know, you ain't no better than what you used to be. And those are the things that the mm-hmm. enemy will begin to put in your mind and try to get you to not move forward. But we always have to understand that God never looks back. He always moves forward. And we have to press forward and just keep moving forward and understand that the world system is not it's not the standard for which we live in. You know, a lot of people look at the standards of what if you ask the average person what does success mean, and they would probably tell you that means a large bank account, big house, kids, cars. Mm-hmm. They would tell you that's what success means, but that's not what success means. And that's mm-hmm. what the world say. You're successful when you have those things, but that's not what God say. And that's what we have to remind ourselves, that we are in this world but out of this world, and not get caught up with that. Prosperity. Mm-hmm. Prosperity teaching and all that is good, but at the same time, we have to be drawn closer to God. And once we draw closer to God, and once we continue to build on that relationship, He's going to take care of us. And we have to understand that mindset. And like you were stating earlier, we got to state the word, and we got to speak the word in season, out of season, when we don't feel like it, when we're going through situations, when we're going through good times, bad times. We got to speak the word of our life, because any little area where the devil can creep in, he's gonna do it, mm-hmm. and he's gonna try to cause everything in your life to always question God, always question why you're in this situation, or why you're going through this. You know, the devil's always going to try to play with your mind and get you to miss God. And you gotta, just got to keep, you got to know what you know your opponent and know what try, what oh, kind yeah. of devices he going to bring you down. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners and, you know, for the body of Christ, just be encouraged. In the end, we win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God bless you with your book. Give us your publisher name and location again.
This is Walter Wardlaw Jr. We are on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles. We're on Kindle. We have four books out right now. The fifth book is about to be released in a couple of weeks. That one is called Cover Your Neighbors in Prayer. So that one will be mm-hmm. out in a couple of weeks. And I'm very excited about what God is doing and allowing us to mm-hmm. do. And I'm just so gracious for the presence of God in my life.
All right. We thank God for you as well. I remember, I don't know, for 2 years ago, you've been with us a year, 2 years ago. But anyway, I remember your first book was, I remember, Transform of the Mind. Amen. I think since you've been with us in this program, you published about 3 books. Amen. We thank God. That lets you know, many people know that God has gifts and plans and riches within you already. Amen. And just you need to develop that. Amen. What an idea Amen. God give you. Amen. And once you start developing that, it gives you energy. Amen. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. So when you, God give you an idea or something, you start developing it by faith. Amen. Start moving with faith. Amen. God bless you as always. And you know this revelation came to me. Amen. How God's system is not like like the world system, traditional. We're going to a place where gold is transparent. All the saints of God. And they got pearls mm-hmm. at every door. Amen. And diamonds. If you cannot adjust over this stuff down here, amen. Mm. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to possess these little things like he did. He was kicked out of heaven because Ezekiel in Isaiah 14, amen. In Ezekiel, I think, 37, the Lord said, I saw him. He was just coming, trafficking back and forth, back and forth. Amen. And men and women of God, God wants you to have something. You got something. You got a king. Amen. You got a Lord. But you have to learn how to turn loose things, let things go. Amen. The biggest thing that many of us can get out of debt, a lot of debt and problems, by selling off what we've already accumulated. Amen. God's people accumulate a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. You can get out there and just sell off. Amen. And you get to heaven, it won't be no accumulation up there. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I have to tell you the truth. We ain't going to have no accumulation up there. Amen. We ain't going to have no. All right. We have another caller. I don't want to. Amen. Erico 850.
Thank you all.
God bless you. God bless you, sister. You're on air again. Amen. 8616. 850.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Walter, for those encouraging words. I really enjoyed that. In closing, I tell you, it's amazing. I really enjoyed this show tonight, this program tonight. You always have to remember, and I do keep it in mind, that I have to set myself up to always be prayerful, because the enemy comes. We know what the enemy comes to do, and it's so many times where the enemy tries to come and bring all that old stuff back to me, but I have to always encourage myself. So there was a few things that we spoke about in
all
closing.
Right. Okay, sister. I got 60 seconds. I'm sorry. God bless you. We're always enjoying ourselves. We always run out of time. Amen. Those of you who want to continue to listen to this broadcast, you can always go to www.jciministries.org. And you can hear this program again in entirety. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Father, we thank you for the saints tonight. Lord, you said where two or three touch and agree, when it was bound in heaven, it's bound on the earth. And Lord, we ask you to touch and heal and deliver all those tonight, Lord, and put them in your book of remembrance that you said in the book of Malachi. We're writing the book of remembrance of all of us testifying, oh God, and glorify your name. And Lord, we pray tonight. every spirit be broken, every curse be delivered, God, out of God's people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We love you. Until next time, God bless you.